If you enjoy ecstasy without thinking that it should be always, then there is no problem. When ecstasy comes, enjoy it. And when it goes, enjoy it that it is gone. Because if it remains forever, it won't be ecstasy anymore. It will become agony. Existence is wiser than you. It takes away things from you before they lose all significance for you. And it is good that beautiful things should happen, and then there should be a gap, a rest. One needs rest from love too. One needs rest from ecstasy too. One needs rest from everything. Don't take that rest is against your ecstasy. It is really in favor of it. It creates the background that tomorrow again you will be able. One of the great poets of India, Rabindranath Tagore, has written a book. The last poem is the name of the book, but it is not a book of poetry, it is a novel. And the uniqueness of it is that the hero and the heroine are in deep love. They want to get married. The heroine is agreed to marry him only on one condition, that they will not live in the same house. They are very rich people. And the woman suggests that you can make the house on the other side of the lake. We will not invite each other. We will be meeting accidentally once in a while. I may be boating, you may be boating, or I may be walking around the lake and you may be walking, but I want it to be accidental. And once in a while, not every day. I want to long for it. I want to wait for it. And I don't want to destroy it by having too much of it. I love you. The man cannot understand. He said, this is nonsense. If you love me, then what you are suggesting, no lover has ever suggested. Lovers don't want to be separate even for a single moment. And what kind of love is this? That I will be living far away on the other side of the lake. It is miles distance. You cannot invite me, I cannot invite you. And we are married, but we have to meet like strangers once in a while, by chance, not by arrangement. The woman said, if you cannot understand it, then I am not for you. And what the woman is saying is perfectly true. If every lover has understood it, life would have been a very joyful experience. But lovers cling. They want to be together 24 hours. And they destroy something beautiful. Because they don't give rest. It becomes a burden rather than a joy. They don't allow a gap for longing, for waiting. So all lovers who get married soon find that the only mistake they have committed is the marriage. All love marriages fail, without exception. The only successful lovers are those who by circumstances, by society, by parents, were not allowed to meet, to marry, and to be with each other. They are the only successful lovers. They love each other to the last moment of their life. Their longing goes on growing. They are unhappy. They are miserable that they cannot meet the person they wanted to. But they don't know. The reality and its way of functioning.